1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
What with the Lion King taking America by storm, at least? I don't know about the world.
The Lion King?
A Tiger King, excuse me.
Because there is Lion King that took, you know, the world Broadway by storm.
Took Disney by storm. Yeah, it's a big deal. Have you seen the latest on Wayne Newton?
No.
You're thinking to yourself, what has this got to do with the Tiger King?
How old is Wayne Newton now?
Oh, you'll have to look it up. Maybe it says here in the story. Let me look.
It's got to be 70-something, huh?
Oh, yeah, I would think. He was a child star.
On the Lucy Show.
Yeah, is she responsible for his success?
I believe so, but...
That's where that started was
I wouldn't swear. I know I've seen him on the Lucy Show.
My first exposure to Wayne Newton, other than the Lucy Show, when I was a kid, my parents had a Wayne Newton Christmas album. No, they did. I'm not kidding.
He must have been a young fella then.
Yeah, yeah. He was a
cherub-faced boy.
He was a kid. Absolutely. Okay. Right. No. Exactly. It was okay. I didn't mind listening to the Wayne Newton Christmas album.
Donkashane on that?
Not on the Christmas album. No.
Oh,
This was Silent Night, you know, Jingle Bells, you know.
Okay.
Oh, Holy Night. You know, traditional Christmas songs. He didn't really jazz them up. He sang them pretty straightforward. You know, he didn't try and put, you know, a Newton spin on them. But he's in the news. Wayne Newton is being sued after a woman claimed his pet monkey attacked her while she toured his former home.
Oh, boy.
It's the second time in 6 months the singer has been sued because of
his pet monkey.
This pet monkey. Yes. Wayne, get your monkeys under control.
You know, when you say lawsuit and Wayne Newton, just the fact that he's Las Vegas and I don't know. It just seems like there'd be some kind of sexual harassment.
He was a Las Vegas mainstay before there was such a thing.
Yeah.
You know, he was out there before you had Def Leppard or Britney or Celine Dion.
Not quite Rat Pack, but
no.
Same, I don't know.
Was he a poor man?
Maybe a little after the Rat Pack.
Yeah, he was young. Right, he was too young to be in the Rat Pack. Those guys were established grizzled veterans when he was a kid on the Lucy Show.
Yeah.
But he was Rat Pack-ish. He knew when to put on the black shoes and the tuxedo and sing into a golden microphone. He did. He was very, very Rat Pack. It was old school. In the lawsuit obtained by the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Crystal Warner said she visited the Casa de Shenandoah, where Wayne and his wife have lived for decades in April of 2018. While touring the home, she was asked if she wanted to get a picture with Boo, the monkey, during the picture-taking process.
Who's asking?
It doesn't say if it was Wayne or his wife or just somebody giving the tour. While touring the home,
she was asked. Busloads of people able to tour?
Is this like Graceland? Come on out and see Wayne Newton's place? I don't know.
Oh, wow. Let's see. It's like 39 and a half acres.
Wayne Newton's estate.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't doubt it.
There's an aerial picture of it.
He's probably made gobs of money in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's looks like quite a joint.
Yeah, I'm sure it's stupid money that he made because he was packing them in for years. You know, let's go to Las Vegas and see Wayne Newton. Hey, you laugh, but you know he's got a 39-acre estate.
He isn't where he is because people didn't say that.
Thank you. Exactly. Thank you for having a mild grip on reality there. I appreciate it.
It just sounds funny to hear.
Well, yeah, because you were never interested in going to see Wayne Newton, but apparently there were plenty of people who were.
Yes.
Oh, while touring the home, she was asked if she wanted to get a picture with Boo, the monkey, during the picture-taking process.
Monkey, or did you say chimp?
Monkey. It says monkey right here. I'm just... With Boo the monkey. Doesn't say chimp, says monkey. During the picture-taking process, she says she was bitten and viciously attacked. In addition, to Mr. Las Vegas, as Wayne is commonly known. A handler is also named in the lawsuit. Court documents claim
he also breeds Arabian horses. So he got like a regular zoo out there. So he got animals all over the place.
For all we know, he makes more breeding Arabian horses than he ever made on stage at any any casino in Las Vegas, right? I think I knew that about him, that he breeds Arabian horses. Does this sound right to you, Carrie?
I'm just kind of coming on to it. Yeah, like, I'm not sure, but that is some tall money right
yeah,
there.
Right.
Arabian horse show breeding. Horses, yeah. Is they're unbelievable.
Yeah. So there, it's actually not a stretch to think that maybe he made more money doing that than he did ever singing on any stage.
Yeah, I mean, they could neck and neck, maybe. Now, who knows?
He used to be a part owner of a big hotel out there.
Yeah, but I think he claimed bankruptcy like 10 or 20 years ago, too, something like that.
That sounds familiar.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, I think I knew the horsey part.
Do you know where he was born?
Wayne Newton?
Yeah. Because he just seems
he
so
Pollock?
Vegas-y. You can't say that anymore.
I will always say that, having grown up in Milwaukee.
I understand.
Where was Wayne Newton born? No, I know he's not from Las Vegas. Jersey would be too easy because Frank's from Jersey.
Right.
So what is
how
the,
far east what do you want to be from Vegas before you say
Maine?
Does he seem like a Kansas guy?
All right.
A Maine guy?
No. Pennsylvania or Ohio is as far west as I'm willing to go. I'll say
far
east.
Far east.
Yeah, but
from
I mean,
where you were.
Coming back. Oh, I'm too far east?
No. You said as far west as you're willing to
right,
go.
Right. Oh, far. Yeah.
You're moving him from Las Vegas.
I'm starting in New Jersey because I know he's not from New Jersey,
right.
and I'm moving west. So
let me tell you, you should stay on the East Coast.
Really?
Yep.
He's a Delaware man.
No. Getting close, though.
Really?
Yeah. He's a Maryland man.
Sorry, some of that cluster, Rhode Island.
No, you got to go south.
He is from
West Virginia.
I just heard this town mentioned in an episode of The Americans last night.
Well.
So it is around the capital, then. It's in Virginia.
Shenandoah.
I'll say Virginia.
Yeah. Norfolk.
Norfolk, Virginia. That's where Wayne Newton
is from.
But he was probably gone by the time he was 12.
Because
he was a singing. He was a prodigy. He was the Billy Gilman of his day. He was Jackson of his day.
He had a radio gig by age 6.
God, I'm still slugging it out here.
Okay,
I'm almost 10 times older
than
that.
Okay, so you're right. So he... They moved when he was young.
Okay.
Where did they move to? How far west do you want to go now?
Where do you
Hollywood,
go?
Baby,
Chicago.
All the way.
Chicago. Or St. Louis is as far west as I'm willing to go.
Newark, Ohio.
Oh, so wow. Ohio's second. So
there's
was
a drag strip there.
That's Norwalk.
Oh, Norwalk, right.
Is Newark, where the drag
this
strip
is. Newark,
is.
Ohio.
Shenandoah has
in local clubs there.
Lots of statuary and clipped hedges, and
yeah.
It might as well be Liberace's place.
Well, he's not that. He's one chromosome away from being Liberace,
right?
Really,
and, yeah. There
he's
looks
that
like
Vegas over the top. Too much is not enough.
He's got a Rolls Museum here, or he's got every car you can have.
I wouldn't have been surprised one shred if I'd have gone to Wayne Newton's home and seen all
and
this
it wasn't
stuff.
Covered
gone,
in brocade.
Well, of course, he's. He's made his living in Las Vegas. This is what they do.
Yeah.
So, okay.
It's Pondy and...
But Virginia can claim him.
Ionic Columns.
Ohio has a claim on him.
Yep.
Then he moved to Phoenix.
Okay.
Because of his severe asthma.
Wow, really?
Huh.
In 1952. Yes.
So he's just down the road from Las Vegas because that's only a couple hour drive.
Now he's in the Western Desert.
Yeah, right. Now he's in the neighborhood. Okay, let me read on. In addition to the court documents claim everybody had a duty to exercise due care and keep the dangerous monkey restrained and confined. Defendants knew or should have known that the monkey had a propensity for viciousness and or propensity to bite and or attack.
Wow, and why would you keep on the tour?
I don't think they did know that. Otherwise,
so
why
things
would you...
are roped off. You can go through all these different rooms I'm looking at. Like, there's a costume room of all his famous costumes and
it's
blah, blah,
like,
blah.
Then
and
it's like Graceland.
It is like Graceland. Yeah. And you go through some various chamber rooms like bedrooms. And then there's a peacock out here now. So, and then a Learjet.
Peacocks are cheap. and they're colorful. So
I didn't get to the. Yeah. There was no chimp on this photographic tour, though.
Monkey, they said, not chimp.
Okay.
Monkey. In August of 2019, a different woman filed a lawsuit on behalf of her daughter, who said she was also attacked by Boo the monkey.
Is Wayne in charge of these kind of operations?
You thought like he was giving the tour like Joe Exotic did? Yeah. I don't think Wayne was in a.
No.
I don't think Wayne was even
in
the same county when this happened.
Is he in charge of chaining up the monkey or, you know.
No.
How much. It's his estate.
For sure. And it's his. And it's a tour of his
People
grounds.
People operate
yeah.
things in his name and for his benefit, right?
Sure.
Did Elvis give tours of Graceland?
I'm sure he did not.
No. Did Priscilla give tours?
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't either. I don't think there was a Presley who gave it to her, unless it was a third uncle.
But
you know, third.
I don't have a skin in this game. I'm not going to die on this hill, but I'll just ask these questions.
Fine.
His name is on everything. He
yeah.
lets mm-hmm. people tour his.
Right.
Shouldn't he
yes.
somehow yes. be sure of these things?
Is Walt Disney responsible for you when you go to no. Disney World? Are there any Disneys
know.
On the board at Disney anymore? Are
oh, they the one Disney wanted to be off the board because they make too much money. Remember
that
her?
That was niece.
That was his grand niece.
Yeah, like a year ago.
Yeah. Wayne denied those allegations in court.
Because he can't say, I don't know, it isn't me. I don't chain up the monkey every day.
Right. I own the place. I don't know. They rent my name. They give me
a... What if he's totally in charge of this? What if he's so hands-on in his own zoo?
Does he seem like a careless or silly or stupid man? I don't think he is.
No.
When's the last time you saw Wayne Newton live? I mean, just a
big... Never.
Wayne Newton in the National Lampoon movie. That's about it.
Right.
That's about my Wayne Newton.
When he was hitting on Beverly D'Angelo in front of Chevy Chase.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ferris Bueller. That's about it. Otherwise, just knowing he's always been there, like Elvis, you know?
Gruner's lawyer was suspicious of the new lawsuit, saying the length of time that has passed between the alleged incident and the filing of the lawsuit cast doubt on the merit of the claim.
Well,
so
where was she bitten? I mean, on her body?
Just said she was viciously attacked. Bitten and viciously attacked. It doesn't say...
Viciously.
Where?
Well, chimps, where? And no one said it was a chimp, right?
No, it said monkey. Let's be clear
here. Chimps like to go for the soft parts.
Which is the face,
ears,
the
nose.
Testicles.
Well, what's likely to be exposed on this woman who's walking through like a museum kind
her
of
toes,
thing? Her face.
Sandals, maybe.
And her hands.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe she's in shorts, but.
Vegas, maybe some cleavage going on there.
Sure.
Possibly. Sure. Wayne and his wife, Kathleen, live at the Casa de Shenandoah for multiple decades, but moved out following a bankruptcy. Here it is.
So they didn't even live there.
In 2013, 2 years later, it was reopened as a museum that features Wayne's car collection and an array of exotic animals, including Boo.
The chimp.
So Wayne doesn't live there.
Did he sell his name to whoever wants to operate this
outfit? He moved out
outfit?
Following bankruptcy. Now, it doesn't say he lost it in the bankruptcy. It says he moved out following the bankruptcy.
Oh, boy.
Did they think this could be a moneymaker, another revenue stream?
I don't know what that means.
Is this a reorganization?
Kind of trust? I don't know.
I don't know either. See, this is where it gets confusing.
It could be right in a trust to shield it, its value.
The estate
right, because this
bankruptcy.
Isn't. Here's what it's not. Wayne has a house, and he has a monkey somewhere on the grounds.
Right.
And he lets it run loose, and people come over and it attacks them.
Right.
That isn't what happened.
He's not getting out of the bathtub with a monkey in there.
That's what the plaintiff would like you to believe, that he has this monkey that he has no control over that attacks people.
Right, and he should have had it chained up when he invited me over. That is not what happened.
Boy, this is fun. I never knew we would get up and debate
Wayne Newton's estate. Right, yeah.
I have 3.5 more lines here on this story. The estate, which has been featured in many movies and television shows, such as Vegas Vacation.
Okay.
That was his place.
I'm going to go back and watch that if I can.
It looked like it was up on a hill in Vegas Vacation. But
it
the
doesn't
aerial
look like
shot
it's
of it looks really flat.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's up on a hill.
It looks like all of, you know... The flatlands out there. It's just in between mountains. It's flat.
So right. It's been featured in such movies and television shows such as Vegas Vacation and The Bachelorette.
Whoa.
No idea.
Were any bachelorettes harmed out at the ranch?
Don't touch that monkey, girls.
Right. It was shut down to the public back in 2018. Earlier this year, Wayne fought with the owners of Casa de Shenandoah to remove items from the estate. So apparently he thought he still had stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it sounds
well,
like...
Well, if you look at the pictures, he does. It's all pictures of him in his childhood.
I want that.
There's
I want that.
A whole room of pictures.
But it doesn't sound like
he performed in front of President Eisenhower when he was...
Ike.
A child.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a prodigy. He was quite
he
the secret.
Unsuccessfully auditioned for the Ted Mack Amateur Hour.
Didn't make it, huh?
No.
They said, "What? How did that work on Ted Mack? Was
I
that audience
know.
Applause? Was there a panel of experts?
You,
was
it you're not to, good enough.
Was it Ted Mack?
And he showed the world by becoming Mr. Las Vegas. Being on the Lucy show.
It doesn't sound like he was breeding horses there, you know, lately.
Does, maybe he does it somewhere else.
Yeah.
He's got a whole big horse farm somewhere else. I don't know.
I want my statue. I want my 8-foot gold leaf statue of me. It's ours.
Yeah.
And you can keep that monkey.
Swimming horse at Wayne Newton's mansion in Las Vegas. Hold on.
Swimming horse.
This is on YouTube.
Okay.
Oh, no, they're just, this doesn't look like an Arabian. Hold on, I can't see yet. It's two men leading a, looks like a pony. It might be an Arabian. It's white. Oh, no, yeah, it's swimming, yeah. It's swimming. It's swimming in like a circular pool. And they're leading it and holding it by the halter as it swims around, and two people are standing beyond a fence looking at it. One woman is photographing this.
Hmm.
This is not exciting. The horse is literally submerged up to its face, and it's swimming around. And it is an Arabian.
Is this some sort of training technique for the horse?
Water therapy is big in the equine world, but I don't think that's what this is.
Okay.
Interesting. I saw a horse swim at Wayne Newton's house. Wow. He's bred more than 1,000 Arabians, and guests at his tourist attraction can see the horses being exercised in their private pool. So it is water therapy.
Yeah.
Does it sound like a woman?
Yes, I always thought so.
It's
really?
Not. This
really?
Is young Wayne Newton.
I know. Yeah. I always thought it was a girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a
with
false
his cherub face on the album cover.
Is that falsetto? Is that,
I would say
yeah.
yes.
He has a falsetto voice.
This is the Wayne that showed up on the Lucy shows.
Yeah, right. He sang this on Lucy, right.
When Lady Gaga wrote of saying goodbye to her dying horse, the news shook a famous Las Vegas Arabian horse breeder, Wayne Newton. He offered her one of his horses.
Want a new horse? Just give it to her? He gave it to her?
He owns 45 Arabians, and he got chills when he read that message.
Wow.
Apparently it was another Arabian. Lady Gaga was into Arabians, too. I wanted to reach out and see if she wanted to come in Shenandoah and take a look and have one of our horses from the ranch.
Sing a duet together.
I can name two. She's done the duets with I Left My Heart in Tony Bennett.
Yep.
She's done that. So she's big into duets. She knows how to do a duet.
Harmony up with Wayne Newton.
He'd have to take the high register.
Possibly.
She'd be lower.
Although I think he's a little lower now.
Yeah, probably.
Name,
like Elton John.
I can name two Wayne Newton songs. This one. Can you name another one?
No.
Red Roses for a Blue Lady.
No, you're looking at the album cover.
No, I'm not.
Originals. That's a cover. Everybody covered that. Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast. It was on the charts in like 1972.
Wow.
Yeah. It was about a divorce, and he's walking away, and his daughter is chasing him saying, Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
I have a picture of him with a teenager standing with a horse, too, so he must have liked horses all his life.
Okay. Sure. Could have been a
man
passion.
Of the West.
Singing. Well, he was
could have been in Virginia, though, too. That's horse country.
Okay. Yeah.
Chincoteague Island.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm surprised he doesn't have more reptiles at this place. You know, it's out west.
Get a croc. Come on, Wayne.